It's a lot different, just from a, you know, there's an energy level here. Every time you're in a, you have a media day, there's an energy level to start the season. But when you got over 1,000 requests and there's as many people in the hallways, you got a guy blocking for you and guys tripping over with cameras, backpedaling, which, by the way, is a real art some of these cameramen have, to be able to walk backwards and film and not fall over. So there's a lot of those guys out in the hallway. There's just as many guys, people in the lobby, everywhere else. And that speaks to the excitement there is about this league. Well, we've hoped that it's been an advantage for us over the last few years. I think you know, it's probably a little bit different than a lot of people have used in the SEC. We've got to be sensitive to what we're doing, what our players can handle. Obviously, last year at Houston, we were going about as fast as anybody in the country, but we had some veteran players. I think the first year we. Our tempo was not nearly where it was the last two or three seasons. And our ability to change tempo is probably as important as the speed of the game. So the ability to jump in and out of boat racing speed to methodical speed is probably as important in changing the tempo of the game as anything for us. And that's hard for a young quarterback or a first-year offense to do, but that's why we practice. Well, people make a big deal out of what we do offensively, that we throw the ball all the time. I don't think that that's the case. I'm kind of happy that you guys call us pass happy. We'd love for that. We'd love to see a bunch of three-man front and a bunch of guys dropping. That would be the best thing that could happen for us. I think we've proven, if you look back at it statistically and how we've approached it, we're a lot closer to, 55, 45, or closer to 50-50 than people think in running the ball or from a yardage standpoint. And, we'll do what we can. But, certainly the speed of what we do, we try to utilize some things to be a neutralization tool against a league that has tremendous defensive linemen across the board and tremendous defensive depth. And the way our team is built right now, it's kind of hard for us to line up and just slug it in there and try to win games. I don't know that we've got three tight ends on our we've got three on our roster. We don't have a fullback on the roster right now, and that's not anything from recruiting. We just we inherited that. So for us to line up and play a toe-to-toe football game at this point is I don't know that we can do that schematically, just by the number of people. So we've got to give our guys an opportunity to win football games, and that doesn't mean that we're not going to recruit to that or may evolve into something down the road, but we can't deal with what's going to happen 3-4 years from now. We've got to give our team the best opportunity to be successful here in the next in about 8 weeks. You know, it's first of all, I think you've got to realize that you got the same patch on your sleeve for the same reason, and that if you haven't figured it out by the time you walk out on that field, the other team's going to figure it out for you in the first play of the game. So, you know, our guys will figure it out. We'll make sure that they understand what league they're in. We understand what is expected of them. And, you know, I think that's a process. You know, I've been a part of teams that have been favored to win, have been underdogs, and my approach has always been the same. We don't coach any differently as a favorite or as an underdog. You know, we give our guys the best opportunity we can for them to be successful and put them in those situations during the week so that on game day they react to it. And we react to it as coaches. The players react to it as players. And if there's anything to change, we'll do that. But, you know, I think the bigger issue than what you brought up is where our mindset was from a year ago. I don't think the bigger issue is we're playing in the SEC now. I think we've got I've told a number of people this today. We've got some things that we've got to deal with internally to move us off of a 500 football team. And you know, when you lose 5 of 6 games and you've got a lead in the second half, but most of the time double-digit leads, there's some other issues there. And so before we start talking about the SEC, before we start talking about our opponents, we need to start talking. We've been talking about ourselves, and we need to get some things fixed internally to give ourselves a chance to be confident to play in these games. Well, we can't go out and trade for them, can we? So, you know, we couldn't sign a bunch of guys and get them here. I can't get them here before August 3rd. So, you know, we've moved to a 4-3. We've got to be able to do some things from a schematic standpoint to help ourselves. You know, we don't have guys in there that can two-gap like a bunch of 340-pound odd front teams do in this league. Doesn't mean we won't have them down the road. We don't have them this year. But for me to tell you what we're going to do would be really kind of stupid of me since we play Florida pretty quick. No, I just said I think that quote is not necessarily fair. I think the quote is that the game was a very different game when it was a Big 12 SEC game. And so the neutral feel made sense. I think now you're moving into a situation where it's a league game and it's a division game. And I think both fans want to see that game at their home stadium. So, you know, I don't think there's – I think that that's part of the quote. But I think the game has changed from being a non-league game to a league game and a divisional game that has divisional implications. So because of that, you know, both fans want to see that game. And when you split it, you know, there's some people that are season ticket holders that are going to be out. You know, we've been able to look at a few of the games, really our first three or four opponents, but really haven't locked into it. Just general, some general things to see. Quite frankly, I've spent a lot more time on our home open, our first game, which is Louisiana Tech, to make sure that you know, our preparation level is where it needs to be, because, you know, that's a good football team. We're going on the road and play, and that's our first game. But, you know, Florida, we will have those guys ready to go. You know, I think that, you know, he hired, in my opinion, one of the best guys out there, offensive minds out there, as an offensive coordinator, and has been a good excuse me, friend of mine, and I think, you know, he'll do some things differently offensively, but defensively, obviously they'll have a lot of energy. I saw something today where they had was every linebacker on the roster, on the Lombardi, on the Butkus list. So, you know, they got some good players. And because of that, you know, he understands probably more so than anybody in the program. He's been in our stadium before, so he understands, you know, what Kyle Field is about, which I think helps him. So, you know, but schematically, you know, defensively, we can watch a lot of that video, but offensively, they're going to be completely different, it'll be an early game for two new, pretty young offenses. If that makes sense, not from a age standpoint necessarily across the board, but from a you know, the set week two for both offenses. Just try to see where we are and where we're clicking, so from that standpoint, it'll be interesting. Well, you know, I think it comes with attitude, and I think, you know, the first thing you have to do is you surround yourself with people who have a vision, the same vision that you have, and understand the process. And it's the results the process is probably more important than the results. As you go through it, as you start to talk to your players, you're really dealing with two different entities. You're dealing with current players who have been through the bad times, and you're recruiting a whole new energy level and a whole different player that comes in here, and you have to balance that. And the ability to put players on the field that maybe are young, but have a different energy level. You might have to make that decision as opposed to a more experienced player who, you know what, he doesn't expect to win. And so we're dealing with two different factors. And as I said in the other room, your ability to reach players for them to buy into what you're trying to teach them, not just football-wise, but from a confidence level, the quicker that they have that buy-in, the quicker that you're going to have success. And I think, you know, these three guys that we brought with us, you know, after talking with them on the plane today, they understand what's coming at them. And they also understand the process of what we're trying to do because they're older players. They've seen it, and they want to be successful. And their leadership's going to be important because as a coach, you don't play. And you don't get hit in the head out there and come back to the sideline. I get hit in the head in rooms like this. But not during the game, and because of that, you know, they're